Masechta Shviyas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah discusses opening a quarry to cut stone from the ground for building purposes. One is not allowed to remove stone from his field during Shemitah because it is similar to plowing, that it improves the land, making it ready to plant. So anytime that it looks like he's doing it for benefiting the planting purposes, it's going to be usher for him to do so on Shemitah. If he's doing it for building purposes, and it's clear that he's doing it for building purposes only, then it would be allowed. So the Mishnah discusses when he's allowed to cut stone from his ground. Mishnah says, Mishnah Hey, Lo Yiftach Adam Machzev B'tchila L'tev Sadeh. One can't open up a tchila to begin a new quarry, a new stone quarry, to cut stone from his ground in the middle of his field. The Rav says that this is talking about where the quarry was originally covered over in dirt, and he's exposing it now to access the rock for the first time, and it gives the appearance of clearing stone from the land to make the land suitable for planting. See, he can't do so. Unless it has three large stone blocks, the size of three large stone blocks, shehen shalish al shalish al rum shalish, that are 3 by 3 by 3 amos. These are very large blocks of stone that are exposed. The Rav says that they're referring to large amounts of stone that are already exposed. When there's this much exposed, three large blocks that are 3 by 3 by 3 amos. So the Mishnah says, Shiur and Esr Meshev Avanim, which is a total of 27 Avanim stones. These stones were 1 by 1 by 3 Amos. If it's a total of 27 stones, which is the total of 3 blocks that are 3 by 3 by 3, so in such an amount, it's clear that this is a quarry for stone for a building, and that he would be allowed to cut away from and take on the Shemitah year. And as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, he's going to have to leave behind some stone within the quarry. He can't cut away all the way down to till he gets to dirt. He has to leave some layer of stone there, so it will be clear that he's not just doing it to prepare the land for planting. Mishnah Vav. Similar halacha discusses removing stone from a stone wall if it looks like it's being cleared to make the land underneath it suitable for planting. So the Mishnah says, Gadar sheyesh bei esar avanim, a fence that has at least 10 stones, shalmasi shnayim shnayim, that these stones take 2 people to carry the stones. So it's a description in how large the stones are. It has at least 10 stones that are large enough that need 2 men to carry those stones. So it's considered a very chashuv, a very important stone wall. Hare elu yinatelu, he's allowed to remove these stones. And this is because Such a sturdy wall, if he's taking it down, it's obviously not for the purpose of just planting underneath it. That would be considered insignificant into that of destroying the wall. Obviously, he needs the material for building something of greater importance, and it's for the purpose of building, not for improving the land. And then he's able to clear the entire wall, even if there's other smaller rocks in there, he can clear anything with him. Shir Gader Asar Tvachim. However, this is talking about specifically that the fence was 10 tefachim tall. So, 2 requirements. The fence needs to be 10 tefachim, the stone wall needs to be 10 tefachim tall, and it has to have 10 stones that are, at least 10 that are large enough that require 2 people to carry. Pachas mikain, if it has less than that, it's less than 10 tefachim tall, or the stones don't make that size, that shear, that size of large stones, so it's not as chashuv of a wall, then machsev, then it's going to be like the stone quarry that the Mishnah says, v'gemim ayad pachas me'ar tefach, he's only allowed to remove, but he has to leave behind up until within 1 tefach from the ground. He has to leave a tefach layer of stone standing on the ground so that it's clear, just like the stone quarry, it's clear that he's not just removing it for the purpose of making the land suitable for planting, but because he needs the stone for building purposes. The Mishnah continues with 2 exceptions. Where was it said that you're not allowed to take the stone from the from your field, from a quarry, or from a wall. That's we're talking about mitech shalei, when you're taking from your own property. Av mitech shal chaverei, but when you're taking stone from someone else's property, mashu reitza yitol, whatever you want, you can take. There's no rules you're allowed to take because you're not doing it to prepare for planting. It's not your field. You're obviously doing it because you need the stone for some building purposes. Another exception, where was it said that there are rules about when it's forbidden to take stone? That's bizman shalei hiskel by me'er shvius. When you didn't begin to collect the stone before the Shemitah year started. Avam hiskel by me'er shvius. But if you already started collecting the stone before the Shemitah year, mashu reitz neitel, then whatever you want, you're allowed to take, even on the Shemitah year. The Rav says this case also does not give the appearance that you're doing it for planting, rather it's for building purposes, and it's allowed to collect whichever stone you want.